Hi, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm croaky.
Well, you're a little under the weather.
A little bit. I just have like congestion.
I'm sorry.
And it makes my throat like gross, right?
Yes. Well, you tell me.
Yeah.
You're just feeling yucky.
Well, and I feel like totally functional.
Okay.
It's just like when you're congested, it kind of goes into your throat.
Yeah.
And
we're congested right now because one day it's spring and the next it's winter and then it's spring and it's winter. And our sinuses don't know how to adjust to our crazy
the confusion.
We're confused.
And I work around children.
Oh, yes.
All the things.
All the sniffing and coughing.
So bear with me today.
Sorry.
As I'm a little croaky.
Just croaky.
Okay. Just a little bit.
All's well.
It'll be fine.
Of course, always is. And we're going to talk books, so that makes it all better.
Fantastic.
Here we are.
It's fantastic.
And it's book club.
My favorite week of the month.
Absolutely. Because I don't have to think about what I'm saying. I can say whatever.
Yeah. Well, and
no spoilers.
I've been thinking about this book for a very, like, since I've read it.
Yeah.
It has really stayed with me, and I need to talk about it.
Right.
When I get to.
I said no spoilers. I meant no worries about giving spoilers.
Yes.
We are going to spoil this book if you haven't read it yet.
Right.
And care, turn us off.
Save us for later.
We're here.
Yeah.
But.
If you're ready.
Yeah.
Stick with us.
Here we go.
But well, first, right?
Yeah.
What's our book for the month of April, Jamie?
April, here we come. Now, I know we threw two frozen cold books at you in a row.
We did.
So we are steering clear of anything that talks about frozen, cold, any.
Please.
It's time for spring.
Mm-hmm.
And we are aware of all of our thoughts on that. So our new book for April, we wanted something a little more lighthearted and just an easy read. So we picked, ready for it?
Drum roll.
Expiration Dates by Rebecca Searle.
Ah, there are palm trees on the cover.
It is sunny. There is no snow in sight. Nothing is frozen.
Mm-hmm. It looks dreamy.
It looks warm. So we're bringing you some warmth. And we both loved In 5 Years.
It was one of my favorite books of the year. Book. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We both really loved that. So
excited.
We are really excited to bring you Expiration Dates.
Are you ready?
Get
for
it on your list.
The synopsis.
Let's hear
Let
it.
Me tell you about it.
Okay.
Being single is like playing the lottery. There's always the chance that with one piece of paper, you could win it all. From the New York Times bestselling author of In 5 Years and One Italian Summer comes the romance that will define a generation. Daphne Bell believes the universe has a plan for her. Every time she meets a new man, she receives a slip of paper with his name and a number on it, the exact amount of time they will be together. The paper told her she'd spend 3 days with Martin in Paris, 5 weeks with Noah in San Francisco, and 3 months with Hugo, her ex-boyfriend turned best friend. Daphne has been receiving the numbered papers for over 20 years, always wondering when there might be one without an expiration. Finally, the night of a blind date at her favorite Los Angeles restaurant, there's only a Jake. But as Jake and Daphne's story unfolds, Daphne finds herself doubting the paper's prediction and wrestling with what it means to be both committed and truthful. Because Daphne knows things Jake doesn't, information that, if he found out, would break his heart. Told with her signature warmth and insight into matters of the heart, Rebecca Searle has finally set her sights on romantic love. The result is a gripping, emotional, passionate, and yes, heartbreaking novel about what it means to be single, what it means to find love, and ultimately how we define each of them for ourselves. Expiration Dates is the one fans have been waiting for.
I love it.
I'm very excited.
I've been waiting. It kind of gives me The Measure vibes.
Yeah.
Like if you knew more going into a relationship of how long it was going to last.
Would it affect your choices?
Right. Like if it was only going to be a month, would you be like, I'm in for a month and I'm going to enjoy it the whole time? Or I'm not wasting my time.
I want something long term.
I want to go. Yeah. And do you really have the choice? if it says this is the expiration date, are you just riding it? Or could you be like, no, I'm not going to ride this then and just turn around? Are you able to? I don't
know.
Right,
right. This is interesting.
I'm already questioning it. It is not in my library.
Oh, no.
So.
That's a bummer.
But it's on Audible. So.
Then we'll get it there.
We'll get it on Audible. But I was a little bummed to not see it.
Indeed.
At the library. So.
Indeed. That's okay.
It's going to be worth the credit.
I think so.
I think so, too.
I hope it's at your library, though.
Good
listeners.
Luck. Fingers crossed for all of you. Okay, let's take a break.
All right.
And now.
It's time.
Let's talk.
Frozen River.
The Frozen River by Ariel Lahan. And this is your spoilers warning. Here we go.
We're diving in.
Sarah. I do not regret picking another Frozen cold book.
I do not regret it either.
I know we questioned it a bit.
Yes, we did.
I've had some people question it to me a bit. Like, come on, we're all ready for spring. Don't pick this.
It's too cold. We're done cold.
But I don't regret having picked it.
I will say that once I got started, didn't cross my mind.
Right. Didn't even.
Like, I realized that it was like wintry. Mm-hmm. But it was such a small part of the background.
Right. There is so much to delve into with this one.
Tell me this. What did you think of Martha?
Bless her heart.
Right?
Where? So many questions.
Yes.
My biggest walkaway question here is so many lost stories from this time.
Oh, yes.
Because women were unable to read or write.
I totally agree.
So the fact that she left a record of her life, bless this woman.
And that people kept it.
Yeah.
And preserved it.
And preserved it. And it is still at a library. And it's cherished.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you how sad I am that this is so amazing that there is a one record kept.
You know what it kind of made me think? Because I'm like, oh, we're so lucky now because we have so many things that document our daily lives. Facebook, Instagram, like even just like random thoughts on Twitter, right? Like, or X or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Like, there's just many places that we are documenting what we do every day that you could like reference back. But then, you know what my next thought was?
Hmm.
How realistic
that is very true.
Are those documentations? Yes.
Because we're only putting
the good stuff, generally. I mean, you might throw in a hard thing here and there.
Right.
But like your real inward private feelings, you're not blasting out to 500 of your friends.
It's still taken as an interpretation.
Yeah.
Because nobody else can tell your story but you and what you choose to share of your story.
Yeah. And so it kind of made me, it reaffirmed, because I already loved the idea of journaling. Right. I'm not very good at it now compared to what I used to do. But I feel like everyone's journal would be so amazing to read, even like later in their life or after their life, like to go back and see their true feelings about certain situations or certain experiences that they had. What a gift to give like next generations.
See, and I come from a different point. I am not a journaler. Never have been, because I would never want anyone to read what I wrote. I would be so embarrassed and humiliated.
But
I come at it very different.
Have you ever read someone else's experiences and judged them like harshly?
Well, I think I.
Well, I mean, but enough that you were like, ew, really?
I've read some memoirs.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know that I can answer that one. To the point you're making with it.
I see what you're saying. But even after you're dead, you think your children would look back and be like,
Oh my mom.
I think there would be loving.
I think if the people knew you as a person first, there would be a lot less judgment. Because even things I've read of my ancestors, I knew them. It gave me a lot more compassion for their...
maybe like
personalities that I thought were harsh.
Yes.
Then I read more of their story and their history generationally, and I can give them more grace.
Yeah.
And so there is, I do agree with that.
Yeah.
That it comes with more understanding.
Yeah.
It brings more understanding.
Yeah.
But for her to have kept, for her to have been able to read and write.
Alone. What a gift.
Right.
And now we realize at the end, right, we hear that the actual journal is not written in how we get to read the story.
Right. No emotion.
Right.
It's and very I've actually factual. Started reading her actual journal. I mean, the book itself. I did not. It was chosen as a book club book. And although very interesting, the whole idea, like in this book, of a woman who kept a diary and was a midwife and successful, I was so bored I didn't finish it. Like,
yes.
It was very dry.
Yes.
When they say it's dry, it's dry.
Yeah.
Even though it's very interesting that she kept it for the time period, and I applaud all of that.
Yes.
It was dry.
So I do very much appreciate
yes
this take on her journal. And I know that
I
it's
agree.
Very embellished. Lots right. of liberties are taken.
Definite fictionally to create what this a might story. Have meant. Or
yes.
condensing it into 6 months instead of over years. Like definitely, we walk away with some fiction here.
Right.
And you had to fill in between the lines of her recordings.
And it still felt very realistic to me. Like, I felt like she tried to create a story that actually was plausible mm-hmm.
for the time,
even if it wasn't actual.
Right. So I questioned on that topic. I questioned her relationship with her husband.
Sure.
Like, was he that supportive of her?
Right.
I mean,
right.
when we hear of men of the time, that they are, of course, men have written the history of this time.
Sure.
So we don't have
we
a
don't
lot
know.
To say what, but where this is not typical. His relationship with his wife was not typical of what we know of that time.
Right. I also think, though, he couldn't have been super typical because she was basically a working woman.
That's very true. Yeah.
You know, like, she was called out at all hours. They had 7 children that lived, right? Isn't that right? 9 children, 2 died?
I thought it was 3 died.
Oh, so 3 died.
But 6
a lot. Yeah. So that, I mean, they all are very much participating in the household. It's not like
right.
they're helpless and he has to care for them like
true.
We do now.
True.
I think it's very different.
He was
but she
very
was gone,
supportive of her.
Very much gone whenever called.
Right.
Right.
At whatever time.
And
that
so
was.
That had there had to be a level of respect there that allowed her
right.
to go and
or
go.
Was he annoyed
and go.
By it?
But would she continue to that degree?
Would you have gotten divorced? True. True. Maybe she would have backed off because divorce at that time, not super heard of.
Right.
So it's not like she would divorce him and she wouldn't divorce him.
Right.
Would he divorce her or would she have backed off? Most likely she would have backed off.
Right. I just think that would have been the more realistic outcome
mm-hmm.
if he was unhappy with her work.
With her work. Yeah.
So to some degree, he had to respect it.
Right.
What and, she was doing.
And we don't know for sure. I believe we don't know for sure who taught her to read and write. But the assumption that it was him
mm-hmm.
that taught her to read and write.
I would assume, though, that that timeline would have been correct. Like, after she was married,
mm-hmm.
right, is when it all began. And
that's when the journal started. So
right.
If she had learned earlier, maybe she would have started keeping a journal earlier and we would have had more
right.
of her before marriage years.
But it probably is equally plausible that another
woman
midwife,
in the circle,
yes,
taught
as,
her. Yeah,
as
she had,
taught her.
She had to have learned, I mean, she learned her midwifery
yes.
from somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So I do, so there's, I guess there's the chance that it came from somewhere yeah. else. I do like that it came
from him.
From
I
him.
Love their relationship.
I did too.
I thought it was very sweet that he would bring her the ink cakes. I loved the description of what it took to write at that time.
Yes.
That how he would make the feather quill pen
mm-hmm.
when she described how he made it for her. A, I think she could have figured it out, but he always did it for her.
Yes.
And he brought her back the ink cakes and just what it took to actually, it wasn't like pick up a pen and write.
Right.
It was not as easy as it is now to just write.
Which would explain her short entries.
Yes.
Right.
Because it took up ink. It took up paper. It was, you'd have to re-dip. So the, like, I think at the end it says she abbreviated daughter as dot. Like, just to decipher actually what she wrote and possible reason for why maybe she abbreviated things.
Right.
Yeah.
It's super interesting.
That, just the process of reading and writing at the time. She had to wait for the cakes to come. It wasn't like she could just go to the store or click on Amazon. I bought something on Amazon this morning. It'll be here at 3 today.
Right.
Oh, between 10 and 3 today.
Ooh, amazing. Like, maybe it's here.
I ordered it at 7 this morning. By 10 to 3, I might not have bags under my eyes anymore. Between the hours of 10 and 3, I might fix this problem. So
yeah.
We're just now.
Believe the difference.
Right. Right. That he got it on his travels and brought it back to her. And if she didn't have it, then she couldn't keep a record for those days.
Right. The other thing that made me kind of giggle was the idea that we're going to make the Bible romantic. Right?
Right.
Like, he was like quoting words and she was like, oh. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, you work with what you've got. That
has never been foreplay in my life. The Bible,
I thought that was
not my go-to.
So funny and clever. Like,
right,
I wouldn't have thought of that.
I would not have thought of that too. But, I mean, the Bard. They had Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And they had the Bible.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of options.
That's what you, I mean.
And they lived in this, on this property that was so remote.
Yeah.
You know, even the town. So I'm sure you small, could request right. things.
But these were the popular books of the time to have and yeah. read. If you,
that you would know about.
That you would know about if you could read.
Something you don't know exists.
Right.
Exactly.
There was no library catalog.
Right.
That I know of, maybe, but.
It wouldn't have been access to everyone.
It's not worldwide, yes. for yes. sure.
Right.
Like, only the most famous things would be known to everyone. Shakespeare, the Bible.
Yeah.
That's what you got. You'll make it romantic if you need to make it romantic.
I know. the things we use right. to speak, you know, lovingly. Mm-hmm. I thought that was funny. I giggled. And I thought, well, good for you.
So I'm just going to compare the little bit I read of her actual journal to this book. And again, I didn't read the whole thing.
Okay.
But the description in her journal of how cold it was and how difficult it was to cross the river to get to people to help them, that hardship in the journal was way bigger of a deal than what I felt in this book.
Right. Right.
Even though, like, we know the hardship of the time, but it didn't come through to me as a frozen river that we had to cross. That this put, you know, like, once it's frozen, we can cross it easily, but is it going to crack and we're going to fall through? How frozen is it? Can my horse get through it? I did love the way she wrote the dumb horse in.
Yes, yes.
That added a whole nother character.
Yeah.
And, okay, I'm skipping all over the place, so just stop me anywhere. The Silver Fox?
Loved the Silver Fox.
Two books in a row.
What are the odds of that?
What the heck?
And there must be super smart animals.
The symbolism but in both of our books of the Silver Fox.
I loved it. And they were always, yeah. like, helping.
Watching over.
Yes.
Like, this is almost magical to yeah. see a silver fox because yeah. they're so rare. And
I loved it.
I was just gosh, a silver fox.
And
what does this mean?
I also loved that it wasn't like a constant appearance of the fox.
Right.
Like, he really did come a few times when she needed the mm-hmm. heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
The most.
Right.
Anyway, I like that. Otherwise, I think it would have been like, oh, the fox is always around.
Like,
you know?
Need to, like, what is the mythology of a silver fox?
I would love to look into that.
Another deep dive that needs to be addressed. Because I'm learning something new.
Yeah.
And the randomness of that, two books in a row.
I agree. Totally random. I will, going back to the horse, though, being mm-hmm. a character, I do think at that time, like, horses were they had personalities, and they have personalities. We just weren't interacting with horses,
right? It's like not our
they
main...
did then.
Yeah.
But the idea that like you love your horse, and it's like it kind of adds to who you are is like who your horse is,
right? And you have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
This is like. Like my car, I know where I want my seat put. I have a specific way I like to drive it. If somebody else drives my car, I mean, I have a relationship with my car that way. I like things in a certain spot. My sunglasses go in a certain spot. I have chapstick. I have tissues. Like you set it up for you and how it works for you. And this was their transportation.
Right.
And
you're feeding and you're caring for it. Like, so combine that with your pet.
Mm-hmm.
Like you think about, we have a dog and all that my dog is in our family.
Right.
And it's my service animal. Mm-hmm. Like if you thought about all those things that your horse
provides
does
to
for
your
you,
family and for you.
Yeah. It's like, they're going to have certain things. Like they're a part of your family life. Yeah.
And you would know all those little ins and outs of their personality.
Yes.
So I did.
I thought it was so fun.
Her relationship with her horse.
Okay. So tell me when you first find. When they first find the dead body, who is it, Burgess, in the river, dead. And we start to learn that he's been accused of rape and all of this thing. What was your first take? Like, did you have an idea of who actually killed him? Did you, like, come up with, or was it just like, oh my goodness, what is going to happen?
I really thought it was the... From the altercation at the bar, the boy, like her,
the brother,
Martha's son.
Yeah.
The brother of the
Cyrus.
Girls who was,
is the one who kicked him out.
Yeah. Who stood in and defended his sister. I really thought that the group of men who left the bar.
Like, let him have it.
Let him have it.
I did not I thought the only one who benefits from him dying is North.
North.
Because if he like... was threatening him and like holding it over his head was, I don't even know, right?
Uh-huh.
Might feeling guilty and might confess or been talking about.
That's true.
Then I thought.
So that he didn't let the truth out. And look, here he is at this bar still acting stupid and doing stupid things, which is just going to
fuel,
an investigation or a,
You know, the other thing it made me think.
He was a loose cannon.
So, like, the idea that parents go and, like, watch these social interactions with the youth, like the dances and things, like they are spectators
right,
at the dances.
At the dance.
So, I have family that live in Richfield, which is a small city, town.
Town, yeah.
In Utah. And they still go, parents go to prom and watch.
No.
Yes, they do. And they sit in the stands and they watch the dance at the high school.
They, oh my gosh.
That's
crazy.
Now, I have never considered this tradition other than I know that they do
this.
They do this. It's like you have promenade, you're introduced as you and your date are introduced when you come in.
Yeah, I can see it as a more formal.
Yes. And you go and you watch the kids in the town doing the kid things and remembering when you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this whole community event.
The community together and you're watching who might be making eyes at each other.
Yes. Right? Who's all the dresses, all the everything. Who's a gentleman? Like you are taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin tells me all about it.
And then you talk about it in the whole town. That's the talk.
Yeah. Did you see? You don't miss that event.
Yeah.
I used to think it was, well, and I still think it's a little different, right?
It's such, different. Definitely.
I've never considered it other than like, that's weird.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Right. But when I was reading this book and they were talking about how the parents go, I thought you had to do that for the safety of the women and the girls at these dances.
That's very true.
Like you had to go keep an eye
on defenseless
everyone. There so that everyone was safe. It was more to me, my takeaway was this is a matter of safety.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be able to interact because you're going to get married and you're going to have a family and whatever, but we don't want you to get hurt before then. So right. How can we safely
have you interact with the opposite sex?
And it really like struck me like this is a tradition now, mm-hmm. but it started in a place of like safety, mm-hmm. which was super shocking. And then the idea that like everyone is so reckless, like everyone's having sex everywhere.
Everyone.
Like what in the world?
They were just like, well, we'd be stupid if we didn't think our kids were doing that. Because that is not the impression that I've taken out of that era.
No.
That anyone who did was scorned, yes, but that it wasn't so common.
Right?
But this is making it seem like
everyone
was having sex.
Yes. That was surprising to me.
That was surprising to me, too. And another point where I was like, is that realistic for the time period?
I don't know.
And I did kind of question that a little bit. I don't know.
But it was super,
because no one's
like,
going to share
baffling.
That in their journal if they've been sleeping around when it's looked
down on.
Like how
people had journals.
Right.
Right.
Definitely not the women.
Right.
But are the men going to fess up to it?
Well, they're going to brag, aren't they? They're going to. And that how realistic is their bragger?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Right.
That's true.
So I thought that was really just all of the interactions between mm-hmm. the men and the women and right. how it was so like flagrant. I don't right. know.
To be on your horse down the road and see your son. Was it Jonathan?
Yes.
With Sarah?
I think. Yes.
Off to the side of the road with his hand up her skirt.
That's not something I ever want to come across.
Never
want to
drive down
children.
The road and see that. No. And would I have been so like, I'll just pass on through.
I know.
No, I would be out
you
of my car.
Get
like,
home
you need to show
right
her
now.
Respect.
Yes.
The side of the road is not respect, first of all. Like, you yeah. know, take her yes. someplace or find a bigger bush or a tree, something to hide behind. Off to the side of the road for anyone to see. What are you doing?
There's wagons. Like, couldn't you drive your wagon off the road
right.
a little bit?
Yeah.
And so you're not in the dirt.
Not in plain sight to anyone coming down.
Like, who's
I know it's a desolate
that?
Dirt road, but still.
Still.
People are coming and going.
That sounds like the opposite of enjoyable.
Right.
Sounds awful.
Sounds awful. However, she handled it very well.
Thank you, Martha, for teaching us.
Yes. How
setting
to.
Setting an example.
How to not just get your kid to scream back at you. Like.
And that's an interesting thing, yeah. too, because, you know, she kind of talks about how her kids are getting to a point where they don't want to be mothered.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I had these thoughts of like, okay, well, yeah, they're getting to be older and you're at a time where your sons are now in charge of you. Right. Like
they have
now
more
they're
rights
adults.
Than you do.
Yeah. And so you really can't tell him what to do.
That's very true.
Because he's actually a bigger citizen than
right.
you.
Let's talk about women's rights.
Can we?
In this era.
I
can we without
upset.
Getting so
I don't know.
Angry.
I'm very angry.
Because it's
about
a lot
it.
To be angry about.
I was telling you earlier, and I'll repeat it now. I found myself like getting so worked up. Listening to this book, I found myself getting angry and frustrated. I wanted to yell and like at any man who walked in my path. I'm sorry if right. you did. Like I was so angry. It was so awful.
I mean, women, for how important women were to the success of their farms. If you
right.
did not have more children, you did not have people to help on your farm.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a vital link to success.
You had to have, you took care of the whole household. You knew how to cook, sew, clean. We're not talking about cleaning a house like ours.
No.
There is dirt all over the place.
Everywhere.
Right? And you had to be able to fill wash bins and do laundry in a wash bin.
Cooking over a fire.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
there is a lot of things.
Their stoves were not like I just preheat my oven and in 4 minutes it's ready for me to put food in.
And you had to do it all day long. You're cooking all day long.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like it was super baffling to me.
So, vital part of the community to have women, and yet they are treated as pets.
When I heard
zero rights.
Yeah. Of course, the injustice of Rebecca, is that yeah. her name, who was raped
and
her husband like wouldn't touch her because he was grossed out, but he couldn't divorce her. He's like a man of religion, right?
Right, right.
And so he stayed with her, but then they, now their whole marriage is altered.
Right.
Right? And she is basically called a liar. Mm-hmm. Like, who makes this stuff up?
And fined.
Right.
For being indecent.
It was just ridiculous. And I
don't know that she was fined.
But that's what would happen.
That's
what
would have happened is, like, women were fined when they became pregnant out of wedlock.
But yet someone got them pregnant.
There was another person.
It is like the most infuriating feeling. I cannot even describe it.
And it's
becoming hard.
It's not like you hear Martha going, she talks about how she went in front of a judge many, many times to put the name of the father on the record. So it's not like they didn't know who was getting these women pregnant.
Right.
They could have fined them.
And they chose not to.
And they didn't. Because it was okay for a man to sleep with a woman, but it was not okay for a woman to be slept with.
Oh, my God.
Or to become pregnant at that point.
It is like,
yet they have no rights.
Infuriating. Or like the women that would get fined for talking badly about another woman in the town. Like, so badly fined that they would be like destitute. But then a man is like not even given rape charges when the woman is badly beaten. Mm-hmm. Like, there were witnesses to her beating that saw her bruises and the way that she was and her body.
Right. Right?
What? Like, it was so hypocritical. Like, we accept the word of this midwife who is like a doctor in the town, right? We accept her word on all these things, and it is considered like the word of the law.
This
it
is accepted this as is fact. This is going in the record.
But when she expresses like a witness account on this other thing, it's discarded as like, well, it could have been something else.
And you're the judge. This is the judge who
did the raping.
Did the raping. How does that even make sense?
I was so angry. Like, when he sends Martha's husband away, Ephraim away, to go do another land survey so that he can't be there. So then Martha can't testify without his presence.
Because a woman can't be in the court and testify without their father or husband.
What if you didn't have either?
Then you can't testify and you don't get to be a witness or bring up charges against someone else?
I just can't. I am so angry about it. I'm like, I don't know if it's just because I've been overexposed to this in books and I'm hearing it. It's like over, it's just too much compared to like, and or the idea that like we're still fighting this battle after all these years.
I think it's the exhausting idea that we're still fighting and we haven't made that much progress. Yes, we've made progress.
Yes.
But it's still, we're still fighting for equality.
It is so, so hard.
Yeah.
I was just so beyond.
Right.
Like, outraged. I really was.
Let's take it back to the judge. This is the judge, the rapist, and their courtroom is the tavern.
Right.
Like, the whole setup
of the
court system at this time.
Yes.
The Constitution is only a couple years old.
Right. They're all still figuring things out. So they just gave the judgeship to a man who was in the army. Thanks for participating in our army. And now you can
be a
judge.
You'll be a great judge of our town.
Right. Well, our town. That town.
Yes.
Because the people who put him in office are not living in the town.
No.
Right? Like, he was just brought in.
Brought in for that.
It makes me, I mean, we made it.
I mean, we had to have a birth of the court system.
Yes.
It had to start somewhere. And so, thank goodness it did start. And look at our progress in our court system and our laws. We've made some great progress.
Yeah, we absolutely have. We can be grateful for that.
There's still some corruption.
I will
there,
say this. But. Like, when we hear the first account of Rebecca's raping, and the judge is like, deliberates, and he's like, well, I can't make this, so we're going to put it to the council or whatever. Like, and they convene with like a larger group of men to rule.
Men.
Yes, to rule. And the way that Martha talks about how hopeful they were, because look at all the men who sat, these good men that wrote the Constitution, who are sitting on this council now, this court, and still acquitted him. It was like, wait a second. I was hopeful for a minute. I thought, okay,
how can you look not at all do these the right men. Thing. You all have wives.
Who I like, I would look up to these men too. I would respect these men. Look at all the things they've done for the country thus far.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I was like, I was grossed out.
They have wives. They have daughters.
But that doesn't matter because it's almost like they're possessions, like humans. Not humans.
Yeah. No. And that they held it against Rebecca that she didn't show up in court.
Oh my gosh.
She, A, 8 months pregnant. B, she wants to be in there and face her attacker.
And all of you men who just who don't believe her?
Right.
Would you?
Exactly.
Man? Ew.
Even though we've got Martha there testifying because she didn't come.
It made me so mad.
Yeah.
I was very frustrated. How did you?
So much wrongness.
You know, wrapping that up, I felt so much for Rebecca. And I was glad that they left the town. Like, she deserved a fresh start. Remind me, I know that she didn't want her baby, right? Like, she has her baby and she's like, just take it. And they take it to the other gal in the town who just had a baby and was able to nurse her. And hoping that Rebecca would soften. Did Rebecca soften?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
That is not, I didn't walk away with her coming back to take
it. I just was questioning that. I'm like, I don't remember her doing that, but I know that was the hope of Martha.
Yeah.
When she took the baby. No, I don't
recall that.
Okay.
I could be wrong. And I couldn't tell you what really ended up happening with the baby.
Sure.
I don't recall that either.
No.
But that Martha took the baby away and had to find a way to feed it.
And she seemed willing to keep the baby. Gal who was nursing it, right? It was like, is she mine now? Or he? Or I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
But, but she was, it was because it had the same birthmark
as the father. Yep.
Growth.
It did talk in there about paternity. And I was like, how did they define paternity? Like, how did they find paternity? And what I took away from that was just someone saying, yes, I would be the father. There is no blood. There was no other thing. Like, the closest thing would be a matching birthmark.
And
a birthmark is not genetic.
Right, exactly.
So a matching birthmark does not show paternity. But at first I was like, how are they deciding paternity? But I think what I took away was just knowing this person slept with this person and it was about 9 months ago.
Yeah.
So they're the father.
Right. So that was the other takeaway. Supposedly everyone's sleeping around, but you do that with one person. I did not get the feeling that they were bed hopping.
Except for, and I don't know exactly on this, but when Martha talks about her son, Jonathan, and knowing that this baby is her son's. Now, so that's Sarah, right? Yes. So Sarah was kind of looked at in the town as maybe a floozy or just low respect.
I felt low respect because she was such a gossiper.
Okay.
Right? She was always like listening into other people's conversations and running home to her mother and telling everything. And then her mother spread it around. That's why Martha
was like, of all people, you chose her.
Because the one who spoke out against Rebecca at the court. Saying that she said her husband killed him.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Because she just was overhearing. She was a little gossip.
She was the gossip.
That was my understanding of why she didn't like her. I thought that guys didn't really like her. Like, they didn't ever expect her to get
married. They were just annoyed by her.
Because she was, just kind of that way. I don't know. That was my takeaway.
I was trying to figure out what it was. Had they said something about, because I did get lost with characters.
There was a lot. There's a lot happening.
There was a lot of people in this town, and I was having a really hard time, like, when they would jump to this story or this story, like, now wait, who is that again? What is their story? So with Sarah especially, I was like, was she one that Anyway, I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of characters, and there was a lot happening in this town, right?
Right. And when we talk about the doctor that they referred to, well, there's Dr. Page, and then the other midwife doctor that was a female.
Just doctor.
They didn't know a name. Mm-hmm. She was black.
Mm-hmm. Traveled around
and helped women out. And this again comes back to, I'm so sad about the lost stories that were never written down, because I want to know more about this. Like,
I bet that could be a book network. All its own.
I want to know her, what this character was, what her backstory was.
Yeah. And I loved her and Martha's relationship as both being like caregivers to people.
Respectful of each other.
Yes. And supportive. Like, oh, you want to see her? That's fine. Right? Yeah. Like, no skin off my back.
It doesn't... I'm not questioning my intelligence.
No.
I don't feel like I need to prove myself to you.
Right.
We can learn from one another for the benefit of the women in our town.
I loved their relationship and the way they both... Even like when Doctor comes and gets Martha in the middle of the night when they have to like flip the baby for Rebecca, whatever.
When she needs two.
Yes. And Rebecca didn't want her there. And doctor's like, this is important, right? It's your patient.
Life or death.
This is your patient.
And then that's also what they were learning. Like Dr. Page did not have a good track record.
No.
And so just because you maybe got chided by
a woman,
Martha, you're going to go to Dr. Page now? Like when Martha got after those women for gossiping.
And
then that woman then called Dr. Page in and lost her baby. Like, that's awful.
Well, and then to hear him admit, like the admittance that he's lost every baby he's tried to deliver.
Right.
Why in the world would you calls go to him?
Martha when his own wife goes into labor?
He didn't. Oh, remember? He didn't? It was, okay, so you know the baby she helped deliver at the beginning when Dr. Page is called in and then gives her all the laudanum and almost kills her.
Okay.
It was that mother's mom
that called.
Because they were good friends. And she's like, this is my daughter's best friend. And I'm about to leave. And if she dies, then she's going to be all alone. So I'm going to go get Martha, who saved my daughter. Because I was wrong. Right. She admits she was wrong, goes and gets Martha and says, you need to come and help. And he tries to turn her away at the door.
Yeah.
And this other mother was like, step aside, Dr. Page. Like, she's coming in here.
Your track record.
You're done. Go in the other room.
Great.
Yeah. And eventually he went does to Harvard. Cave. Well, I guess.
Like, look at all the respect we give people. Like, when you hear someone graduated from Harvard, they immediately get a pedestal.
Absolutely.
And I think now, more rightly so than then.
Right.
Just being there doesn't make you the greatest.
No. Like, she has this track record of never losing a mother, right? And probably the babies who died were
there was no chance anyway.
Right. 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 And so it's like, wouldn't you want that person helping you? And she does talk about the other four midwives that were in the town that she seemed to have respect for. Call any of them.
Right. Don't call him.
Yeah.
He does not know women and birth. He didn't know any of the things to do.
Super duper interesting.
Right.
That whole dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Oh my goodness.
It just makes me sad. Actually.
Right.
Like how hard you have to work, like hitting your head against a wall. Like it would be exhausting.
And not giving up.
Not
like at some
up.
Point you're just like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I can't fight this fight that's going nowhere anymore. But she was there for the women. I'm not here to fight the fight, but I'm here to take care of the women who are here. But she was trying to fight it also. She was in court. Yeah. She was trying.
Doing her duty.
To do her duty. Yeah.
And represent women well. And she did.
She did a fantastic job of that.
Yeah. So tell me how you felt about the ending when Martha finds Mr. North in her stable after she fell on the ice, that darned river.
What an ass.
Right.
I just have to say that.
I know.
That he then...
He's like, let me teach you a lesson.
He's teaching everyone a lesson with rape. Rape was the lesson?
Yes.
that is what they used to shut someone up.
Right.
Well, that wasn't looked at as making more problems.
Well, I think it was, but they just didn't acknowledge that it happened.
Because nobody acknowledged that it happened.
I did find it interesting that the shop owner, like, talks about Mr. North and what happened during mm-hmm. the war and the things that he did during the war. Like, he sold his soul, basically. Mm-hmm. And how you really can't come back from that. And so he's like a victim of these circumstances.
Right.
Right. And then to hear him, you know, give his huge narrative there to Martha at the end, like, let me tell you. And like, I wanted to scalp her because she had pretty hair. Oh, your hair would bring a lot of money, a pretty penny, right? Like, it was just like an interesting thought, like separating someone's history and experiences that do influence
right
who we are,
right,
from then the choices that you are actively making,
right
like at some point you have to say, it's, yeah, we can blame a little bit of your actions on this history, but at what point do you say, yeah, no more, that you're way crossed a line,
right,
of
this,
like,
doesn't work anymore.
Yeah,
at some point you have like to take accountability. We're way past the line here.
I felt that
I'm
way
sorry
too.
Rape is way past the line,
way past the line.
Like, I can give you that for being not a great citizen,
yep,
or an alcoholic,
sure.
There is a lot of things I
maybe
can say.
Maybe trying to steal
this
from
is
your
what
neighbors.
Led you here.
Not making it okay. You should still be held accountable from
absolutely
stealing from your neighbors. And I can see how you got here.
But no pass on rape.
But not a pass.
No. No.
I loved that she cut off
love.
I did not see that coming.
I did not at all. And really, if it had really, truly happened, do you think she would not have been sent to jail?
Well, then he would have to admit that it happened.
That's true.
That's the thing I kept coming around to, which was kind of poetic justice, yeah, right? Because her being punished for it mm-hmm. would be him admitting that he doesn't have one.
Oh, that's true.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like, there was an image to uphold.
Right, right.
That would, I could see him never being able to admit.
Yes.
Obviously. I mean, I'm sure that's not even close to what happened right in real life. I just loved it so much.
And that, didn't she care for his wounds
she
after?
Sure did.
Like, to be in the hands of the woman you
tried to rape.
Just tried to rape.
Mm-hmm. It's what you get for taking your pants off.
Right.
You didn't have to do that.
No.
Keep him on.
However, he was still the judge at the end of all this.
Yes, he was.
She was still in the courtroom with him at the end and then is like, how are you recovering? I love
yes.
that. But he's still a judge after
he's
all this.
He's still a judge.
At no point was he like, I need to step down, or anyone else in the town like, this is
you
not
need
okay.
To recuse
yourself?
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. No.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
It was, I needed that ending after all of the injustice in the book. There's just so much that just made me want to scream
right.
that I was like, I know this isn't real and I love it.
Right.
So much.
Right.
I loved it so much.
Thank you for the redemption for
yes.
all women in history
yes.
who have been put in a situation of being lesser than or easy prey.
Yes. Now, they allude throughout the book that Martha was raped.
Mm-hmm.
Prior
yes.
to her marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's something that she talks about in her afterword, mm-hmm. you know, about it. I didn't even think it was, I mean, it was fine that it was a part of the story. I didn't think it was necessary.
I didn't think it was necessary either. I think the only thing was when, for some reason, I want to say Sam, but I don't know. At the end, when he was like, was it Sam?
Sam is the man who married the girl who was also taken advantage of by Burgess. Remember
okay.
Burgess after?
Right.
So she's the one who killed Burgess.
Yeah.
Is that who you're thinking?
Yeah. Well, when she says, this is why I don't judge you. Ask
Ephraim.
We want to say Ephraim because here in Utah, there's a city.
And it's
spelled the exact same way. And we call it Ephraim.
It's Ephraim.
So the whole book I kept saying, it's Ephraim.
You don't know how to pronounce these things. Let me teach you.
Let me teach you, because here in Utah, we know.
There's a lot of Ephraims.
There's a lot of Ephraims.
That is a common
that
name.
Is common.
And yeah, city
and
name.
It's a long E.
Yep.
It's anyway, in our neck of the woods, it's long E. But yeah, when she was like, go ask Ephraim.
He can tell you
He'll
about
tell
it.
You why I make no judgments on you.
Yes.
Because she has a history.
I mean,
here,
obviously, Burgess needed to go, right? Like, he's a live wire. Get him out of here. You don't know who he's going to hurt next.
I actually think more of the men of this time period need to end up in a river.
Probably.
Because the women could run this town much better.
Absolutely. Well, given an opportunity to gain an education. I really do feel like that is so important. Like, when you're left to never expand your mind, I do think you fall to frivolous things.
And you can't think past any of that. Like,
yeah.
Not Martha was unique in the fact that she was like, no, this is not okay. I think a lot of women are like, this is just how it is.
Yes.
This is our lot in
life.
What do
you mean? This happened yesterday too.
Yeah.
And that's how
it
goes.
And it's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
And this is just how it is.
Right.
Where she was like, no, this is not okay.
I did love this idea of you get married, but you stay at home for the first, 9 or 12 months to make sure you made a good choice.
Right. And also to make sure the woman wasn't already pregnant. It did talk about that, like past their first period, to make sure you weren't marrying someone that they didn't agree to it because they needed someone to cover up their. Didn't they say that?
A little bit of that.
A little bit of that,
or that
too.
Men show, like, they might be violent and physical. And so the girls might be like, or the parents might be like, yeah, not you.
And they had to have time to build a home.
Yes.
They didn't have, there was nowhere to just move.
Right.
Couldn't just they
go
had
buy a
to
house
like,
or rent a house. Yep.
There was, you had to have a place to live, and that's going to take some time to secure a place.
So many,
I've never even thought of
things.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So interesting.
What did you give this book?
I gave it 4 stars.
Awesome.
What did you give it?
I gave it 5 stars.
I gave it 5.
I just really loved it. I kept trying to think of a thing. I mean, there's a lot of characters, like we've talked about that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I loved it. I was from beginning to end captured. I loved it.
I have to say I was captured. It was not, I've been struggling reading lately. Mm. I've had a huge struggle in staying interested in a book. But this one, I did not have that struggle. I said 4 stars because I didn't feel, there were so many characters and I didn't feel connected to many of them.
Okay.
And I don't know if that was a lack of description or making the connection as the writer, or just the fact that there were so many people in this town and they weren't main characters anyway. Mm-hmm. So it was hard for me to follow. And I also wanted more description of the setting.
Mm.
I had a hard time visualizing the placement of the story.
Okay.
And I wanted, I just didn't have a visual. I wanted a little bit more there.
Sure.
So that would be my story-wise. I loved, was some of it realistic for the time? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a woman's viewpoint of a lot of these things.
Yeah.
And so.
And that's where the afterword was so helpful for me. Because she says this is fiction.
It is.
Right?
Who knows?
Yeah.
What
if
it
you've
was
never
like.
Read one of my stories before, welcome.
Yeah.
This is what I do. Like,
right.
But she makes them so full figure to me. Like, I now feel like Martha was a real woman.
Martha,
this life she led, it was so crazy. And I will probably think about her for a long time to come. Like, I think this is a book I will not forget.
This is a person that needs to be in history books, that needs to be taught about in American history.
Absolutely.
Because that her position was amazing, and more women like her.
Yeah.
We need to hear it more.
I agree.
So I agree with you there. I loved her filling in the lines of the journal.
Yep.
I do enjoy the fictional, maybe this is how it was.
Yeah.
That was fun to read.
I loved it. We'd love to hear what you thought of it. If you read along with us, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
You can email us at thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com.
Please rate and subscribe. Share with your friends.
Thank you to Amphibious Zoo for our music.
Now, go read a book. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club.